Hey, and welcome to Technology Today with Ted and Joe. Today we're going to discuss wind energy and its influence on the global energy challenge. We have consulted two experts to give us some insight into the technical aspect of this technology that's absolutely blowing the country away.
It's crazy to think that Denmark, our home country, is producing 28% of its energy through wind power generators.
I know. I was talking with Sebastian, the executive mechanical engineer at Vestas, one of the global leaders in wind energy, and he informed me of the intent to boost production to 50% by 2020. But many of you may be wondering how wind energy actually works. Let's hear it from the expert himself.
So Sebastian, could you tell me a little bit about how we can turn wind into electricity?
Yeah. A wind turbine is the opposite of a fan. Unlike a fan, which uses electricity to produce wind, wind turbines use wind to make electricity. As the blades of the turbines start spinning, the main shaft connected with the blade also spins, and this is connected with a generator, and we finally produce electricity.
Now, how do you manage all of the energy that is being produced?
The energy that is harvested is either stored or distributed. Distribution takes the generated electricity directly to houses through transmission lines. However, storage is the real deal. It is really hard to store energy without losing a large amount of it. Batteries can store electricity generated by wind turbines, and these can be used at a later time when there is no wind. In this situation, energy generated is converted into compressed air. This is usually stored in large above-ground tanks or in underground caverns.
How efficient is this energy?
It is pretty efficient. We generate about 28% of our total energy from wind here in Denmark. However, the world average is just about 10%. But that is linked to how much wind a country possesses. Actually, wind energy is one of the cheapest forms of energy. And the only concern is the availability of wind. If there was enough wind everywhere, no doubt wind energy would replace other forms.
You said it's the cheapest form of energy. One of the cheapest forms, at least. Why do you think so?
The technology and the manpower required is far less sophisticated for this source of energy than the other forms of energy, and the resource for this energy comes naturally, and is perpetual as well, so we don't have to worry about production if the winds are blowing.
Well, this has been really interesting, but I'm afraid we've run out of time. Thank you for stopping in, Sebastian. Wow, that's some pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, it certainly is. So what do you think? Is wind a great form of alternative energy?
Well, to be a great source of energy, we need to consider four factors: affordability, reliability, availability, and cleanliness.
Okay, so as Sebastian talked about, we really can't be sure about the availability and reliability. Otherwise, wind is a great source of energy.
What about the other factors?
Well, I guess we should just hear from the other expert in the field.
Joe actually got in contact with Bertha Frederiksen, a representative from the Danish government, to speak about a nationally funded wind farm that has recently been constructed in central Denmark. She's been a huge proponent of the implementation of wind power, and recently oversaw the construction of this wind farm in our area. She invited Joe to take a tour of the wind farm while I hung out with Sebastian.
So tell us a little bit about the time and energy that went into the construction of this wind farm.
It cost about $300 million and a couple hundred square miles to build, which I know sounds like a lot, but a wind farm this size will pay for itself in probably the first 15 years of its 30-year lifespan. And so far, it's had an extremely positive impact on the surrounding community.
So do people really rely on the wind energy if there is more available, or aside from providing an alternative energy source, how has the wind farm improved your community?
Because it's a renewable energy source, it produces significantly less emissions of carbon dioxide, methane, nitrogen oxides, and sulfur dioxides than fossil fuels, which are the leading global energy sources. In this way, our wind turbine is providing clean, reliable energy to the community.
Do you see wind energy becoming more mainstream in the future, possibly beating out fossil fuels?
See, wind is a natural source, and the strength of the wind at a given time is out of our control. So we can't predict how much energy will be generated, not to mention the fact that each farm takes up a huge amount of land. Also, the energy that is produced from wind power is relatively less compared to other major alternative sources of energy, like solar or hydroelectric. The problem also exists with storing the energy produced from wind. You can't expect a wind gust every time you want to surf the web, so we've been trying to come up with an efficient way to store the electrical energy without it being lost. But there's been a lot of progress in that area in recent years. So I think there's a definite possibility of wind power supplying more of the world's energy needs in years to come.
Well, there you have it. Didn't that information just blow your mind?
Gee willikers, that sure was interesting. As always, thanks for tuning in to Technology Today. Be sure to tune in next week for more. See you later.